puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Oh, you know what that music means? It heralds the arrival of Gordon Goldsboro from the Manitoba Historical Society with a new episode of Abandoned Manitoba. Hello, Gordon. Welcome back.
Good morning, Terry.
Last week, you were hinting at a bridge over a rail yard, sort of like the Arlington Bridge in Winnipeg, but not.
That's right.
What were you hinting at?
Well, of course, Winnipeggers know that to get across the enormous railway yards in the North End, you have to cross over a bridge, the Arlington Bridge. Well, there's a corresponding bridge in Brandon, the 8th Street Bridge, which is a very important way to get across the railway switching yard there.
Okay, so what's the history of that bridge?
Well, let's go back a little bit to the founding of Brandon. Brandon goes back to 1881 when the Canadian Pacific Railway arrived there. And because it was going to be the major sort of center for Western Manitoba, they built a very large yard there, a lot of facilities, which meant then that anyone living on the north side of the bridge, or the yards, to get to the south had to cross over this yard. So there were actually five level crossings. In other words, places where the road would just go across this switching yard. And every time there was trains going back and forth, of course, you had to wait. And, of course, people who have had to wait for a train know how frustrating that can be. Not only frustrating, but, of course, potentially dangerous. So in 1899, there was a farmer and two of his sons were killed instantly when their wagon was hit by a train that was running through the yard. And in the aftermath, they held a sort of an inquest. They concluded that the only way to have safety was to have some kind of facility that would convey you over the railway yard rather than trying to cross it. On the level crossing. So the Canadian Pacific decided that they were going to help here, and they pledged that they were going to construct a bridge at no cost to the city of Brandon. So that was in 1903 that they finally decided to get the work on the construction. So the construction project began, and it took a little longer, I think, than they originally intended. It took over a year to be built, but the bridge opened in mid-1904, and it's situated pretty much where the present 8th Street Bridge is located, between 8th and 9th Street in Brandon. So if you're in Brandon, you're driving along Pacific Avenue, you pass the old railway, Canadian Pacific station, and then just a little past that is the 8th Street Bridge. The current bridge, however, is not that original bridge. This original bridge was what they call a steel truss. It was a series of steel beams interlaced with one another, and that's what conveyed people over. So 1904, things were going well. You could now cross the bridge in relative safety. It lasted for 64 years, that original bridge. Now, there is a bit of confusion, though. If you look at the current discussion about the bridge, people say, oh, the bridge dates to 1934. No, that's not true. In fact, say it goes back to 1904. I think what people are thinking about when they say 1934 is that there were some repairs made to it in 34. Basically, what they did is that the original bridge, when you came off the bridge, you literally had to do a 90-degree turn because the approach was at 90 degrees to the original bridge. You'd come off the bridge and then turn left or turn right to go down onto the road. That was a bit of a nuisance, so they removed that. And in the 34, they built a straight approach that actually went a further north, made out of concrete. The original one was made out of steel and wood. So that was what happened in 34. It wasn't that they actually built the bridge in 34. Well, that bridge then, the one from 1904, continued on until the 1960s. But by that time, it was starting to get pretty rough shape. In fact, in 1967, they closed it for major repairs. And, oh, the hue and cry that resulted. Because people who wanted to get across the bridge, of course, couldn't. And this was especially problematic for kids because a lot of them, for example, the high school was on the south side of the yard. These kids were on the north side. They had to cross over somehow. So the city of Brandon instituted a special bus to transport these kids. Well, so in 1968, they finally decided, okay, enough is enough. This old bridge is now really no longer serviceable. So they removed the old steel bridge, the one from 1904, and they replaced it with a brand new concrete bridge that opened in December of 1968. So the bridge we see today dates from December of 1968.
Now, the original bridge, the old one, how much did it look like our Arlington Bridge in Winnipeg.
Actually, remarkably similar. The Arlington Bridge, the thing that's so notable about it is it is a steel truss bridge as well. There's, in fact, rumors that the one here in Winnipeg used to or was originally intended to be used as a bridge across the Nile River in Egypt. And I think the local blogger, Christian Cassidy, has sort of laid that one to rest. I don't think that's the truth.
Oh, we like to believe that, though.
Well, we do.
Very exotic tale.
Indeed. But the bridge itself, yes, the one in Brandon looked very much like the Arlington Bridge here in Winnipeg.
But it was never intended in Brandon to span the Nile?
No, not as far as we know. Although, again, there are all kinds of stories about the one in Brandon that it was recycled from some other place, but nothing I was able to find suggests that. It was, in fact, built entirely new from materials. You know, there's reports in the newspaper from 1903 and 1904 talking about all the railway cars loaded with equipment that the railway was bringing to the site to construct this new bridge. So I'm convinced that it, in fact, was a new bridge in 1904.
So this is the 8th Street Bridge, the original 8th Street Bridge.
The original 8th Street Bridge. So then the replacement then, built in 1968... of course, made of concrete, it's the one that today is causing all the consternation because there have been problems with it too. So, for example, in early 2004, a garbage truck ran into it and damaged it rather severely. They had to repair it, apparently at a cost of over $100,000. And in the aftermath, they had to reduce the weight limit. It was no longer capable of carrying the heavy weights that it had previously done. And then finally, I think it with further deterioration, the city engineer said, you know, this isn't really a good big bridge to have people go across. So in July of 2015, the city council basically decided to close it to anything but pedestrian traffic. So ever since, for over a year now, it's been closed to anyone except people walking.
And there is, of course, an alternative route.
Indeed. To get across now, you go either to 18th Street, the Daly Overpass, or over to 1st Street, the two major ones. But I think the people who live in the vicinity are probably faced with the same consternation that they did back in the 60s, that, you know, if you want to get across and you don't want to walk all the way down to 18th or 1st, you would prefer to have something going across. So the city has announced that they are looking at other options. They're going to explore some kind of pedestrian bridge that at least would be enough to allow people to walk across. Or maybe an active transportation link that would allow bicycles, for example. I think the plan is that it just would cost too much. I've heard rumors of like $30 million to build a bridge that vehicles could cross. So I think whatever replaces the 8th Street Bridge, it'll be a fairly modest affair compared to what had been there before.
I wonder if they're thinking about moving the rail yards. I know in Winnipeg there's been lots of talk about that.
That's right. Well, When I was there a couple months back, it sure didn't look like a very busy yard. So it wouldn't be something that I could see. You know, I could see it happening.
Okay, so that's this week. So how about a hint for next week?
Well, we're going to keep on the bridge theme next week. We're going to look at a railway bridge again. This one, is designed to pivot, to move. Although, as far as I can tell, it probably has never pivoted.
Gordon, thanks for this.
You're welcome.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Weekend Morning Show historian Gordon Goldsboro is here every Sunday with fascinating stories about lost and forgotten places in the province. You can explore some of the other places that Gordon's documented by searching for them at the Manitoba Historical Society website, mhs.mb.ca. Back again next week at 7:45. And many of you have been asking about more abandoned Manitoba, and Gordon and Great Plains Publishing are about to give you that. Watch for the release of Gordon's book called Abandoned Manitoba, based on this radio series. It's being launched on October 25th at McNally Robinson.